I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is Bob Ryan. He's a sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe. You can catch him on Around the Horn. He joins us now. Bob, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
So, I mean, I know that you guys in Boston are not very used to losing in these championship settings. Usually you guys just you sweep them all the time. How does it feel? What's it like when Boston doesn't win a championship?
Yeah, it's usually, you know, the New York Giants, you know, that we have to worry about. Nobody else, you know. And especially St. Louis, so it's a little different phenomenon. But probably I'm okay with it because what I claim to look for in these matters is what I call justice. And justice would be that the team who really deserved to win, win. Mm. Or is there any reason that the team that won did not deserve to win? And with all the talk about officiating out the playoffs and Stanley Cup and all, that hurt a lot of teams, starting with Vegas. And we didn't have any incidents last night, and it was a clean game, and it was fair and square, and the team that should have won, won. And the goalie was once again tremendous, and what a story. A year ago, Binnington is a Bruins farmhand. Now, they didn't own him. He was loaned to Providence, but he played for the Bruins American Hockey League franchise of Providence Bruins. So what just a chapter in this amazing St. Louis story.
Bob, I know nothing of hockey. I'm a Southerner that's trying to get to know more. But school me. Does home ice mean, is in terms of the advantage, is it the least in sports? Like, I'm trying to figure this thing out.
No, this is an aberration.
Okay.
It's a Dolo aberration. No one saw this coming, even when the Stanley Cup playoffs started, that a team would be markedly better on the road than they were at home. This is not normal. I saw this happen once before in an NBA Finals in 1974. If you'll go check it out, the Bucks and the Celtics, and there were 5 road victories in that series. And I doubt very much if there's been anything like it in the interim in the ensuing 45 years. But in either sport, if you've had a 7-game series in which a road team won 5 games in between 74 and this one.
Wow. Interesting tonight. Will the home team win tonight? There's no way, in my mind, right, that the Golden State goes out and Oracle losing its final 3 in the finals there? What do you think?
No, I don't know. Kawhi has been the man, and he would have been, you know, enshrined forever if they had held on to win that game. And it certainly wasn't his fault that they didn't, and he gave him a chance to win that game the other night. It's a tough call. I'm a percentage chance guy, so I'm going 60-40 Toronto to win the whole thing, one way or the other.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Here's the interesting part to me, Bob. If Golden State wins tonight, they're favored to do that. Obviously, it'll go to a Game 7, you know, on Father's Day in Toronto. And you look at the roster that Golden State has. I mean, they've done this before. Yeah, Kevin Durant's not, you know, obviously not playing. But, you know, Steph's done this. Draymond's done it. Klay's done it. They're built for Game 7s. They've been in elimination settings. True. Kawhi has for the Raptors, but that's really about it. So, how much of an edge and how much of an advantage can that be, you know, for vets who have won championships and been in these settings and come out on top so many times?
No, I think it's slightly, but it's marginal. Look, my opinion on these matters is everything is true until it's not true. And so I always laugh. So we say, well, someone have, you know, 17 out of 20 times. Well, 3 times it did happen, whatever it is. So I'm never surprised when the thing goes against the grain. Well, obviously, the home team in these games is you'd rather be at home. But and yes, they have been there before. But sooner or later, it has to be a first time for everything. They had their first time, right? Mm-hmm. And they did it. And this is the Toronto's first time. But I just think Leonard has been so transcendent. There's no evidence to me that they're going to stop Leonard, you know, and from doing what he's been doing for the entire playoffs.
100%.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Bob, obviously a lot of conversation about Kevin Durant and sort of his decision and a focus on the medical team and being cleared. Jalen Rose on, I think it was First Take, said that, you know, he blames the herd mentality in sports, for media, from fans. What would be your response to that, just in terms of, do you think that there is anything sort of to that, that there's pressure from media and fans for Kevin Durant to play, or do you think this is something that a competitor, that a professional athlete sort of decides on his own?
I totally reject the idea that a major organization that has won championships is going to worry about the media and making a decision of this magnitude. I don't know where he's coming off with that. And I am a big, generally speaking, an admirer of Jalen Rose, but he does go off the deep end at times, and I think this time he did. On that regard, in that regard, I don't.
I agree
just look
completely.
At this thing.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I look at this thing that I am taking it at face value. If I am naive, fine. I will be proven wrong. But I am taking it at face value that in this day and age, you don't have to worry any longer about team doctors acting on behalf of the team at the expense of the health and welfare of the player. I think those things did happen in the past in sports, particularly in football, but I choose to believe that it no longer is the case. I choose to believe that they honestly thought, their staff, that he was ready to play. Now, it so happens that now that we've seen what happened, that there were people, I heard this yesterday, which I never gave this any thought myself, who warned that maybe this is a risk because of the nature of that injury, that the one thing that might actually happen is because of the where that calf injury was, is a ruptured Achilles. If someone actually called that beforehand, then I'm told that some people worried about that, more power to them. I never thought about that. And it makes sense, I suppose, as a layman, that's what happened. But yet, I got to believe that their medical staff took that into consideration and thought that he was ready to play. We know he wanted to play, and that's a given, but I don't know why. Jalen, the media? I mean, you can have other reasons you can cite, but media pressure? No, I don't think so.
Are you still lining up to sign him if you're the Knicks? And is it a no-brainer for you, Bob, that you're still trying to get him if you're one of these other teams that already had him targeted?
Given what we have seen as medical science has advanced so well, that people are now coming back as quickly as 7 months. I remember, we all remember when it was 25 or 30 years ago, it was a death sentence. Go way back, Luke Jackson was going to have a great NBA career. He tore his Achilles, he never came back. And other Achilles guys have been back in those days were similarly afflicted. But now they come back. Kobe came back in 8 months. Who came back in 7 months? Somebody recently. And so I think there's every reasonable expectation that he'll be fine in the long run, whether it's 9 months, 10 months, or 12 months. But I don't think it'll prevent someone from signing him if it's 7 months or 8 months. He'll be back by the All-Star game, and to go from there.
We are, of course, talking to Bob Ryan, sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe. Interesting developments yesterday, Bob, according to ESPN. The Celtics and the Lakers are putting together competing trade packages to land the services of Anthony Davis. Now, Rich Paul has come out and said, hey, Boston, if you want to do that, if you want to send away assets to get Anthony Davis for a year, it's your prerogative, more power to you, but he is leaving. If you're Boston, Do you still do it, and do you hope that you can convince him in a year's time, maybe seemingly like Toronto has done with Kawhi, or do you just not even take the chance?
I don't. Danny might, because Danny is fearless, and Danny has proven from day one as a general manager that he's fearless and confident. But it makes me nervous. I'm wary. I don't like the look. I love the player. I love the player. I'm wary of the person right now. I don't like the way he's handled this in New Orleans, and I don't like what he did this year was totally foul, fair or foul, and unfair to that organization. And unless that organization has got some demons in their closet that you and I do not know about, that he does, I don't like the way he has handled this. I would be wary of him if I were Boston, then I wouldn't want any part of it. I think they should bow out of this. That's me.
Do you have any issue with the agent, Rich Paul? It is a different time now. It is a different time now, certainly with sort of the power that players have and leveraging situations. Do you have any problem with how honest and blunt Rich Paul is about, not being able to re-sign, Anthony Davis if they did make that deal?
I can't say that. You're right. You alluded to it. This is the times we live in, and the times we live in include agents that can wield that kind of power with the right clients. And God knows he's got a rather important client in Los Angeles. So I'm used. It's where we live in. It's like one of many things. If I could wave my magic wand, would I change this or that in sports? Of course, we all would change things. But we have to deal with the reality of the times, and that is part of the reality of the times.
Bob, been dying to ask you this one. How high does Big Poppy rank in the pantheon of Boston athletes you've covered, and you've covered all of them?
Very, very high. And in fact, we have a Rushmore. As everyone, we would have a Rushmore where he would be in the discussion in the eyes of many people. I would not put him in that Rushmore. I put him in the next tier.
I'm with you.
Okay. The next four. I mean, our Rushmore is so good that Larry Bird can't even get on it now. You know, that's how good our Rushmore is. You know, you got Russell or Ted Williams and Brady. Okay, that's our Rushmore, in my opinion. And God knows, it pains me to have to. Larry, you got to step aside. Brady has to be on there. You know,
that's unbelievable.
So Larry Bird is your first runner up. That's pretty good. Poppy is right there. Right there. I mean, he did something that neither Ted Williams nor Yastrzemski did. He delivered the goods at the right moment.
Yes,
he got him to the championships. And one of those championships was one of the great performances in the history of not only baseball, but of sport, what he did in 2013. I mean, that's not a hyperbole. That's the truth. So he's forever going to be viewed in Boston. And plus, the charity work is legit. And he's a sunny presence always. And he's very. This is a shocking thing that's happened, and people are taking it hard.
Just that what you've got, that just looked like a sloppily planned assassination attempt. $8,000, Bob, for a national hero, right? I mean, down there.
Well, that's the going rate, I guess, in the Dominican. You know, I read it. I just got through the New York Post that, you know, cost you a minimum of $100,000 to get a hit in New York. They said that's the going rate. That's the minimum standard going rate in New York. But apparently, in the Dominican, $8,000. Would go farther, and you know that's. I don't, you know, I really don't want to make any jokes out of this.
No, I'm
really,
with you. No, there are no jokes to be told. It's scary.
I mean,
Bob.
Let's get this clear. Someone tried to murder him.
Absolutely.
And there has to be either he did something wrong, bad in terms of either romance or finance, or someone thinks he did something bad in terms of romance or finance. And frankly, I don't even want to know what it is.
Yeah, and then finally, Bob, I mean, are you guys in Boston holding your breath on Kyrie Irving?
Mm. I'm not holding any breath. In fact, I signed up to drive him to the airport.
You've moved on.
And I'll buy him a Dunkin' Donuts coffee on the way for the ride.
So,
you know what? Whoever gets him, this is the ultimate buyer beware. I'm telling you, he's going to play for three or four or five teams, and every one of them, after he leaves, will say, God, we couldn't figure that guy out.
The chemistry.
And he's on this, and searching for some, he has never categorically said why he left Cleveland. We figure we know. But he has never categorically said it. He is searching for something. I don't even think he knows what it is.
What would be the smartest destination for Kyrie?
Well, Brooklyn's a good one if the Clippers are a good one. Those two are both good, technically, sure. I mean, if they keep Russell, he could be good back with Russell. Now, with couldn't be D'Angelo Russell. And plus, he'd be, you know, he could, oh, that'd be fine. He's a great talent. There's no question about his talent. But it's the package. He's wired strangely. I'll just leave it go with that.
Yeah, there's no question. Bob, always appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure,
thanks
sir.
So much.
Thank you for this.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yep, bye. He is Bob Ryan, sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe.
Don't miss the Jason and John Show tomorrow morning, beginning at 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at the Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station. Tigers, Grizzlies, Jeff, Jason and John, Giannotto and Jeffrey, Parrish, all the games and names. Download the radio.com app and favorite 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.